From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. This morning, Illinois State Police will release most of the vehicles involved in Monday's dust storm crash that killed seven people on I-55 just south of Springfield. ISP still investigating the cause of the storm and say it might be related to dry soil in nearby farmland that blew away in the wind. At last word, seven of the 37 people hospitalized are still being treated at area hospitals. And right now, 1,500 U.S. troops are heading to the southern border in anticipation of tens of thousands of migrants crossing into the country daily. A surge is expected when Title 42, a pandemic-era policy, expires next week. This as busloads of 8,000 migrants have already been sent to Chicago by the Texas governor so far. The city is spending about $20 million a month on the migrant crisis, and now there are plans to turn the former South Shore High School into a temporary shelter. And later this morning, over 400 people from Chicago's south and southwest sides are busing to Springfield to try and get some support for New St. Anthony Hospital. They're asking legislators for state funding to build a new facility because the current one has been around since 1898. It's out of date, it has infrastructure problems, and the hospital gives care to uninsured people in Little Village, North Lawndale, Back of the Yards, and Chinatown. Your forecast, morning clouds give way to sunshine later today with a high around 59 degrees. From the CBS Chicago Newsroom, I'm Audrina Bigas.